Last time on Painted Black.
Oh, Dong Wang, you must teach me your penis style.
I would love to study under Dong Wang.
Right into under the balls. Yeah.
That's your trainee name.
What?
You study under Dong, you are little balls. Who is Sridhar Shalom?
Sridhar Shalom is a fucking world-famous snake charmer who plays nothing but top 40 pop hits on his flute.
Do you all want to hear Katy Perry's Fireworks?
I don't think snakes feel about that.
They're very particular about their hits.
Must be a bit more.
I came in like a wrecking ball. Oh, fuck!
And Gandalf's a Jew.
Very cheap. Stingy with magic.
That's why he never does the spells.
That's why he only calls those eagles once a movie.
Yeah. You know how much that costs?
Gandalf, get us out of this mess. I'm sorry, Frodo.
Nah, you can
But you haven't paid your deductible yet.
You can slap it to Mordor. What do you need?
Are you sure you want to melt that ring? And not
I'd offer you good money for that ring.
I got a guy who can put a diamond. That's what I'm saying. That's it.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Snagglepuss.
Exit stage left.
If your window open, you're inviting me.
I'm gonna eat you up. Number, number, number.
That's a fucking symbol. Fuck! Fuck!
Number, 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 number.
Welcome back to the Painted Black Podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Bird.
Back again. I never know what to say coming in.
Hello?
We need like welcome to Painted Black Podcast.
I like to start with a little chat. To us. Is anyone there?
Hey, I don't know what to say.
We need a catchphrase going in.
I think it's more than good enough to just be like, welcome to the Painted Black Podcast.
Okay. Well, welcome to Painted Black Podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Hey, what's up?
There's Lou.
Yo.
And returning once again, Andy B. Rules Cool Andy.
Hey.
It's been a while.
Yes, has been.
What's up, man?
So what have you been up to, Andy?
I don't know, much, just working, bullshitting, waiting out for certain games to come out.
Oh, what game?
Let me see, Skyrim Online. Well,
I heard
Scrolls Online.
Mixed and things.
Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight?
Arkham Knight. How was everyone's week?
It was actually way better than my last week.
Yeah, well, that's not a hard feat to accomplish.
Yeah, man, got over the dog to a certain extent, finally got a new whip, and things are looking up for the good old cats over here.
Good. Lou?
Pretty normal week for me, but I do have some news. We got yet another entry for the Balderdash contest.
Nice, another one.
This one's from Bold and Belligerent, and it's like a twofer.
Okay, I like what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and the whole crew got involved. It's pretty dope. This is going to be a tough decision.
I can't wait for this contest.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I think
when
I might...
When does it end?
August. So early August you got to. So it's almost 2 months from
it's
now.
It's going to be rough for us if they want us to reciprocate, man. We're not very musically talented in this one.
I don't know. Did you hear our rendition of The Lion Sleeps Tonight last week?
Yeah.
So we're definitely going a cappella because we don't play any instruments.
You know what? Like, I feel like when you know what notes you want to hit, you guys can do it. But trying to make you... Like
mouth
off the
music?
Cuff do it? Yeah, they can't do it.
Hometown Philly back again.
Exactly. But there was a few more things I wanted to mention. Last week, we talked about Sucker Punch Cats brawling.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized, like, we're slowly turning everyone into a Western-y style dude.
That is true.
Because we've got Ken the Diddler at the OK Corral, touching kids and getting away with it. We've got
Sucker Punch Cats.
Sucker Punch Cats.
He's a horse thief.
Fighting.
Is there a drawing of that one, too?
He's just like, excuse me, sir, do you know the way to the Rio Grande? And I was like, whack, Sucker Punch! And I steal his horse.
And don't forget Famous Dave.
Famous Dave.
I think Stooley Lou might fit into this universe.
Did they have stoolies back then, or were they called
yep.
something different?
I think that was like almost a 20s era thing. You know, like, you're a stool pigeon.
You gotta make, they must have had their own word for it, but it wasn't stoolie. You gotta do some research on that.
I don't know. Maybe rat's more 20s, and stoolie was maybe in the 1800s.
We gotta watch some westerns.
Yeah, as it develops, that'll be our first like YouTube video.
It was maybe people weren't ratting people out yet. They had like a code of honor.
Honor.
I think it's a 20th century thing.
No, I've seen plenty of westerns. It's like, tell me where the gang is.
No way.
And our buddies at Casa Mirth, avid listeners of the show, they listened back to 135 where we were trying to come up with racial slurs for animals. Right? And they suggested pachyderm and chinchilla.
Well done.
Yeah, they're funny guys over there. Check them out.
And just a reminder, if this is the first time listening, the Boulder Dash contest is open. Or if you haven't listened in a bit, you want to enter a song into our new theme song contest, send it over.
Mm-hmm. Also,
be part of our musical extravaganza.
Also, if you haven't listened before, like, prepare to get offended. Like, this is pretty intense. Probably going to say some foul shit.
Speaking of, let's get it started. Let's do some news.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
Sadly, no B news this week.
Way to be a buzzkill.
That one really stung, Pete. Yeah.
We can't let one of these go by, but a horse fucker is in the news. Mm.
There's a way too many people that have access to horse booty. I want to say it happens way too regularly that it shouldn't be a thing.
Well, this particular guy is a repeat offender. Cirilo Castillo, 45 years old. Twice arrested in 2013 for having sex with a horse named Nadia.
Same horse?
Same horse.
At least he's in love, I guess.
At least he's monogamous.
He's faithful.
Yeah.
He's going to marry her.
He's going to make an honest horse out of that.
He gave her the old
do you take this horse? Nay.
He didn't. He did not like that joke.
I was fine with the joke. It's just the horse fucking that was really.
I was gonna say
like pepper in my eyes.
He was okay with B puns a second ago. He was like horse puns too far, man.
Too far.
No, I'm fine with horse puns. It's the horse fucking that's like kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, this time around, the owner of that barn came down to feed the horses in the morning and found Castillo with a broken leg on the ground.
Got kicked.
Apparently, he tried to fuck this thing and it kicked him.
Had enough.
Like, what are you trying to
do? No means no.
Take your pea shooter out of me. Boom.
Take your pea shooter. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're horses.
Yeah, they're used to a certain girth.
Yeah, I mean, Ron Jeremy can stick his shit in. They're like, chomp, boom.
Yeah, you gotta buy a horse dinner before you try that move.
I mean, you always threaten the glue factor.
He tried the old Jay Booty method.
Jay Boot. He got ass.
But it was the same fucking horse.
Again. Oh, again, he went back for thirds?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know.
Maybe he'll take the hint. The horse itself was like, we're done.
Just like Meatloaf, I would do anything below, but I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No.
Meatloaf, ironically, another horse's name.
Yeah.
What else happened?
Here's one for Brian.
Yo.
You might want to go to Helsinki. Because, mysteriously, 1,000 life-size stand-up cutouts of Nicki Minaj's butt... Well, the cover of her Anaconda single. They were...
Thank you, Arthur Bryan.
But 1,000 of these cutouts were carefully arranged outside of a Helsinki, Finland cathedral early Wednesday morning for no reason.
No, there's a reason. She got a nice ass.
And here's a photo for you. That's a field you want to frolic through?
Fuck yeah, man. And on the seventh day, God made Nicki Minaj's ass. Boom.
Oh, a surgeon did that.
Yeah. A brilliant surgeon. I'm only going to hate if it looks bad. It looks fantastic. Mm.
Mm-hmm. She didn't get that back alley shit. She went to the proper channels.
Yeah, not the bitch that Kanye West threw his mom at. He got...
Yeah, right?
She went to a white guy.
Trying to save a buck. She went for like a chin tuck kind of thing and like, no, dead, kaput. Hey.
They went to, like, give her LASIK surgery, and she fucking died or something like that. But if you want, you can send her to heaven in that stupid video game you made.
Is it complete?
Like, she gets a new chin if you win.
I'm only down if you lose, she goes to hell. Like, right. You know, like, I'll play that
lose game. On purpose.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm sorry, bitch.
I'll watch you burn, motherfucker.
Didn't you know that vanity is one of the seven deadly sins? Bah!
Yeah. Love it.
Did we just get like a fucking?
We just got a high score.
Yeah, all right. Leveled up. Extra life in this shit.
Andy just got a Phoenix down.
All right. All right, man. So what's up next?
Sorry, Andy. Your princess is in another castle.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. All right. Next story.
All right. We go to Japan. Whenever I read that, I instantly get the Street Fighter voice.
Japan!
Japan!
Gundams.
Gundams.
Gundam style.
Home of Gundams.
Home of octopuses. That rape
Judge.
Women.
Like, I was going to say, with penis dicks, right? Yeah.
With dick penises.
That's Alex's the fucking fetish. The octocock.
Octo dicks.
No one's safe.
That sounds like a Sci-Fi Channel movie.
No hole is impenetrable.
You can run, but you cannot hide. You will be raped
by octocock.
I don't know. I don't like that kind of animal.
I wasn't going to throw out a hard R just yet.
Rape. All right, so what's up with this story? Octopuses?
There's no octopuses in this story.
Oh, Japan. I'm sorry. Japan.
That's shocking.
All right, Judge Masahito Shiseki of.
No. Tokyo. Judge Masahito Shiseki.
Masahito Shiseki. You honor me.
Yes.
Of the Tokyo District Court ruled that sex conducted like business does not harm marriage.
That's so, every piece of sex they have over there. It's all business.
Lou, you seem to have a better handle on this story. Give me the broad strokes.
Well, this story comes from our boy Andy B. Rule over here. And basically, if you're married, you can have sex with a hooker, and they can't divorce you over that.
Poke in the whiskers.
Yeah.
Get a little poke in the whiskers.
Yeah.
Well, I get it. You know, it's like it's a service more than anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like paying to have your taxes
done. There's
no
emotion involved. It's not cheating.
Right. You get to save face, as they say.
All right, that story's dead. Let's go on.
Moving on. I was quiet for you could grab a beer there. All right, but let's do the next one anyway.
I'm sorry. Were we going to go more on that one?
No.
Right. I don't know. Not unless you want to pretend to be a Japanese man arguing with his wife or something.
I'll definitely be a Japanese.
Wife, are you washing the dishes again today?
Hiya!
Hi! I was at work at business.
You're making me lose much honor.
I go visit my side piece.
That's what they. That's the only thing they talk about, right? Business and honor.
I got knocked out by Little Macca today.
Piston Honda at home.
I could not believe it. I was four times the size of the man.
I even gave him my piston punch.
He had some type of power up. I didn't have the power up. It was a fix from the starter.
Italians do not make good judges.
It's Mario.
All right, now we can move on.
All right, this is an audio clip, so Luke, get that queued up. But you guys remember, like, Antoine Dotson?
Yeah, the guy was like, hide your kids, hide your wife. Yeah.
Or the sweet brown lady. Mm-hmm. Well, there's another one. This guy is the green-haired Burger King fan.
I fucking love Burger King. Wow!
He was on his way to Burger King, saw a car accident, and he had this to say.
Hey, you just look at me. What you see?
Okay, well, I'm a witness here. What I seen was a horrible, tragic situation. The guy was coming down, and I guess the police was trying to do a stop point. The man said, no, not today. And they began to race behind each other like cats and dogs. The police officer got behind the man and started going so fast his car spinned out of control. Girl, he hit the pole. His head went to one side and his body went to the other side. And this is the result. Lord be with this young man. He need a blessing. Now, ma'am, I was actually going to buy me a piece of burger from Burger King, and I just stopped right in the middle because my hunger just went away. Because when I seen the accident, girl, I just began to be nosy, and I just had to just understand that somebody was experiencing this difficulty moment that was just not. Ma'am, I just cannot bear to continue to talk because it's just so.
What you saw to the police?
Well, what I seen was that the police officer was merging towards the front, and the car gunned a little right, and then the police officer kind of submerged and both of them interacted, and it was a full twist about, and the police car just twist around like a tornado, girl, and the Lord just shook it up, and the man just got injured. And now the result is this police officer don't know if his life is going to continue to make it or he going to just tap out.
What did you see the officer do? Did you see him?
Yes, ma'am. The police officer car fishtail. That's what happened. It fishtail, ma'am.
This guy looks like the fucker just won the Belmont. He's horse-faced.
Yeah, he is horse-faced.
They got to stop interviewing these Jews on the street.
Oh, my God.
He was
God.
Jewish.
God. I really love the southern gay black men. I think they're funny, dude. Like, this the shit that comes out of their mouth, man.
Yeah. Girl.
I hope someone
it was a twit the bow.
Yeah.
He spun around like a tornado.
Like a tornado.
Oh, Lord.
He just had a tap out.
Someone better pray for that poor boy.
I just can't bear to talk anymore, but I'm going to talk for at least 5 more extra minutes.
I think he had some stuff to say. I know. That's probably in poor taste.
Oh, you got to play.
You got to play.
No. I was thinking he probably has something to say about a recently passed Dusty Rhodes. And then I was going to say, oh, Lord, he's giving the bionic elbow to angels in heaven now.
Not that fucked up.
It's not?
Who fucking cares about Dusty Rhodes?
Gives a shit.
He's the American dream, yeah, but...
Oh, Lordy Lord, he's elbowing angels.
Bah!
Yeah. But they were asking for it. Spun around like a tornado.
For those of you listening at home, you're probably asking, who's Dusty Rhodes?
He's an old wrestler. The end.
Now you're probably asking, why should I care?
He has two shitty sons that shitty wrestle and... in the WWF right now. WWE.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Who cares?
All right.
Next. Pizza story.
Pizza story. Oh, Michelangelo's ready.
We predicted this one.
Did we?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so this is a soundbite direct from the clip.
Next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face. So there are some problems at a pizza place. I see.
Florida guy was in trouble for violating his probation, and he attacked his roommate with a slice of pizza.
It's piping hot?
It doesn't say the temperature of said pizza.
If it's not piping hot, then it's just a disrespect move. I actually feel that's a good
way... Oh, wait. I have the police report. The pizza was hot.
Like piping hot?
It just says, the pizza was hot.
Here's, I think, a good way for all you guys to get out of, like, a girl's up in your shit, and she's using that being a girl thing that she knows she's not going to get hit. Take a nice piece of piping hot pizza and just smoosh it in her face.
Because
that's not hitting a woman at that point. It's not like you're like Superman. Like you're using your man strength. A bitch can do that, or anybody. A kid can do that.
That is bad advice.
The problem with this logic is, well, there's a lot of problem with this logic.
Yeah.
You've been asking for it. Yeah.
Big problem.
Burn, bitch.
What chick would stand still while you rub the hot pizza on her face?
Do it quickly. I'm not saying take forever to do it.
Then you're implying just like a pie slap.
You can throw it.
Yeah.
Where's the pizza?
Actually, if there's a pizza shooter out there,
yeah,
blah, slices, not just the whole pie.
They also got into a little scuffle over some soda.
It's the last can of Pepsi. No. Yeah, man. I'd be really bummed if I had a piping hot plus a slice of pizza, and I go to get a can of Pepsi, and there's just none. That ruins your day.
So they caught
you water with this pizza.
This guy had no alibi because he was caught shirtless and covered in pizza sauce.
All right, yeah, I see that.
Damn.
But yeah, I'm a messy eater. I'm eating pizza. So is she. She's even more messy. Check out her face.
He was caught red-handed. That's pizza sauce.
All right, so that's what happened to him? Anything else?
It doesn't go into too much detail. Right. He hit a chick with pizza.
I like it. Do it.
The guy's a fucking...
I say do it.
He's a patriot.
If you have an extra slice, man, just slap. You gotta check them every once in a while. Bah.
Next story.
Yeah. Just like what Sean Connery said.
Exactly.
Well, I'm PCing it up for this generation. Connery's day, you could slap a bitch and no one give a shit.
Yeah, this time at least have a pizza slice in between.
A cupcake.
Yeah.
Gotcha, a buffer.
A blueberry pie.
Some type of
that can at least be construed as playful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Piping hot blueberry.
Take it off the window so where it's cooling.
If you had some kind of sound effects to back you up, that would probably help in court. Like, you slapped her with the pie, and as you're making your getaway...
and you go, zoom, 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 zoom!
Right.
I'm out.
Maybe you crack her over the head with a guitar.
That,
come on!
It's okay if you say kabong.
Here's my rule with hitting. Here's my rule with hitting women. If you can't eat it, you can't hit them with it.
Somebody construct a guitar out of like graham crackers or
once
something.
Once a baguette gets too hard, it's a lethal weapon. You can't do it no more. If you can't eat it, you can't do it. Can't with it.
What if they were hit with a helicopter made of sausages?
How is it flying?
I only ask because Russia, the town of Kumaratu.
Oh man, I had that shit in Risk once. It was useless.
Well, now they have a helicopter made out of horse sausage.
Horse sausage. Ick.
A delicacy.
This is a town known for two things: horses and its helicopter factory. So they decided two great tastes that go great together. Thing even has rotating blades and everything.
Made of pepperoni?
Pepperoni blades.
How big is this thing?
The picture looked like it was almost full size.
It's about 11 and a half feet long, just under 6 feet high, and weighs almost 265 pounds.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, it's like
that's
a frame.
Not a full-size helicopter.
It's like a frame of a helicopter.
Yeah, it's
made out of horse meat.
It certainly doesn't fly.
No.
He's got to be in that town and go, we are so lame.
Why we kill all these horses to make a helicopter?
Now we have no horses.
It's kind of ironic. You kill an animal that's it is transportation to make a stationary transportation thing.
Now we have no way out of here.
Just the way we like it.
But now we can eat.
Ick.
I got the rotor. Mm-hmm. All
right, we were going to have wet cardboard until until some genius made horse sausages.
Wait, you can eat them? Why have we been starving so long?
This happened on Christmas. Russian Santa dropped horse meat all over the place.
Russian Santa? I'm not a fan of that.
Right. When he gives you coal, it's seen as a good thing. Keep
we
yourself
have
warm.
Fire tonight.
I got a 5-gallon jug of gasoline. Did Santa bring that? Whose is this?
I got AK-47.
Just what I wanted. Vodka.
Fuck.
Yeah, they do potato love vodka.
Oh wow.
I like Russian.
DVD collectors of Miami Vice. All right.
Finally.
And if you're really good. Blue jeans.
In Russia, horse flies.
Oh, Tubbs, you crazy.
Horse flies. I get it. I see what you did there.
I'm not convinced that wasn't an accident.
Oh, it was totally an accident. But I'm enjoying it on that level.
All right.
Let's go back to America. Brooklyn.
Fuck yeah.
Where a man was robbed at gunpoint for $1,100 in Bitcoin.
How could you even do that?
Right.
Transfer the fucking bitcoins to my name.
It's all digital, right?
You do know that they vary day to day in the...
Yes, Andy, they are all digital. He didn't just like...
That's what I thought.
Bitcoin doesn't have a paper currency.
Yeah, he didn't hand him over a big bag with a Bitcoin symbol on the side.
They're all like 8-bit and they're shaped like the Mario coins.
That'd be great.
These are those bitcoins I've been hearing
about. He had to jump up and punch a block a shitload of times.
Every time he got one, it was like, ba-ding, 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 ba-ding.
One time he got a flower.
He would have been able to defend himself if that happened.
Mm-hmm. All right, so is that it?
Well, the guy was a resident in the neighborhood. He arranged on Craigslist to meet another guy to exchange Bitcoin for cash. When he got to this shady corner, the guy led him to a silver Honda, where they said they would finalize the deal, where another guy was waiting with a gun, forcing him to transfer the Bitcoin funds to their account.
I'd be like, no. I'm not going to do that.
Bitcoin's worth anything yet?
It's like anything. It's like if people hold value in it, it's worth something.
Right.
The thing is about Bitcoin is that
it's super varied. It varies.
And that's true. But another thing that people like it for is because it's absolutely anonymous. You can't trace it whatsoever.
That only means people are doing foul things like it.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. You can
rapists.
You can
Russians.
Conduct like shady business with Bitcoin and not have to worry. But at the same time, you get robbed like this guy did, and they cannot track the dudes down.
This guy's officially the first person on Earth
to
be mugged at gunpoint for Bitcoins.
Call Guinness. Maybe you'll get some money back in interviews.
Yeah. Seriously? No, seriously. Don't take it. I'll give you my World of Warcraft account. Another fake shit. Right.
It's like, nah.
I'll give you my Twitter followers.
I'm just not transferring them.
My Skyrim save game.
I'm a level 42 mage.
All right.
Meanwhile, while we're in the city, elsewhere, where Jillian probably was, there was an opulent tuxedo and gowns party on a yacht near the Statue of Liberty.
I was there.
You were there.
Oh, yeah.
Did it sink?
Why?
You get a little ahead of yourself on that one.
Wishful thinking?
Wait, what?
Did it sink?
Oh. No, I was there. You know, I was drinking dry martinis. I had to defuse the bomb and shit.
This was a company called Zero throwing this party.
Yes. So it was a company owned by Blofeld. I took it down.
What are you being, Mr. Bond? They described this party as tuxedos and gowns, champagne and celebration, opulence and debauchery, diamonds and jewels, red carpets and paparazzi, Monte Carlo, Zero style.
Jesus.
Do you think if you're actually at one of those parties, you just like look, everybody's like, just like one of those Bond movies, yo. Yeah. I'm so excited to be here.
But then they look up at the sky and a skywriter is flying overhead and it spells out the word, NERD!
Were they like representing nerd things?
No.
But was it for them?
Yes.
Well, I don't get it. Like, the Skywriter wastes his money.
He turned the Z in zero on its side. Oh. So it looked like a Skywriter was just shit talking.
Nerd.
It's fucking Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds flying overhead.
I like it. Nerds!
Wow. Take that, rich people.
You it's nerds.
Another, it's another victory for the 99%.
Boom!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got him real good. In their champagne yacht party.
Yeah.
Only if they sank.
They got anonymously called a nerd.
Reports claim that one man's monocle popped out and fell into a champagne glass.
Boop.
My stars. I believe we're being called nerds.
Well, I'd never. Never have I ever.
And his cummerbund flew up. And
actually, like a lampshade.
Some big happening... Some big happenings went down there. I heard that New York Ave got traded for Connecticut and Baltic. A lot of monopolies were fucking made that night.
Hotels took a chance.
Hotels are under construction as we speak.
Yes, the railroads made a killing.
All right, man. So what's up next?
Are you disabled?
No, I'm good.
Sexless?
Yeah. More by choice.
If you're one of those things, or both, head on down to Toronto this summer. Where you can join a party called Deliciously Disabled.
So I'm going to guess that that genius fuck is going to be there in a wheelchair, right? Stephen Hawking.
You see that movie about him? That guy laid pipe.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that got paid a lot of money to say he laid pipe.
Yeah.
That guy's not laying any pipe.
Even he's if sitting he did, there like...
He left his wife for his nurse and shit.
He's sitting there stationary throwing up gang symbols, bro. Like he's not moving. You think he's laying pipe?
Let me put it in your black hole.
unplugged it and then just like, you know, whatever. Walk away for a while.
Somebody has to play a prank on him where they like replaced his computer voice with funny voices.
Dude, if I was taking care of him, I would constantly lay him out in bed and then fart on him. you can't say shit about it.
You know he's like the smartest man in the world. Show some respect.
Well, why is he so smart?
Because he's super smart. Yeah.
What do you do exactly that's so smart?
Astrophysics.
What would that lead to? What that lead to exactly?
I'm not well versed on my astrophysics.
Nothing you can fucking think of?
But I did try to read his book.
He's smart like
way
the
over
Loch-
my head.
He's smart like the Loch Ness Monster's like real. It's like everyone heard of it, but who really saw it? Like, you know?
Spoken like a true dumb guy.
Yeah. I'm saying like everyone says that guy's smart, but who said it?
He ain't got no legs. Can't move.
Oh, yeah. I'm smart. I'm sorry. Have you read The Theory of Everything or any of those books he ever made?
I tried
to. You assume he's smart because people told you he's smart, you fucking dick.
I tried to read his book. It was way over my head. I couldn't even.
It was hot boring and it didn't make any sense to you. And you were like, all right.
I got three chapters into that thing. I was like, I don't know what this means.
One, I'm going to call him out right now. He didn't even pick up that book. All right, he was just like, Stephen Hawking, definitely not in my area. This is going to be boring.
I tried to read it, too. I was like, nah, this isn't keeping me at all.
It's because you can't follow it.
I've watched, like, History Channel.
You have to have taken a lot of college courses to really understand what the hell he's talking
about. I watch a lot of Discovery Channel things about, space and stuff with him in it. I get taken out of it every time he's like, black holes are blah, 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 blah. I'm like, get this robot out of here and just get someone else to read it. I don't really need him to be there.
Get Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's got some screen presence.
All you have to do is put him there, all crippled up, and then just have James Earl Jones say it. Or like that girl who was in the Hidden Valley Ranch commercials.
I say Morgan Freeman.
Or Morgan Freeman. Someone with a nice, crisp voice.
Hidden Valley Ranch?
Hidden Valley. I'm still on that thing.
Okay,
who the fuck are you talking about?
Do you remember the back in the day, the Hidden Valley Ranch commercials with that the girl from Back to School? Remember she was dating... who's the comedian in Back to School?
Rodney
Dangerfield. Remember she was like getting with him in that movie? That's the best way I can explain that lady. She used to do all these Hidden Valley Ranch commercials. She had a very nice voice.
Get the Bluebell Cheese lady.
Get the Pepperidge Farm guy. Yeah.
Well, whatever. Oh, yeah, get the Micro Machines, dude. Who cares?
That'd be awesome. Yeah, you get through that book in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, just have someone with a nice voice. I don't need to hear a robot say it.
Let's do a story more up Brian's alley.
A rundown for that story. Smarts, who needs them?
No smoke, Kenny P.
No, can't
walk.
I'm getting mocked here. But how has Stephen Hawking improved your life even a little bit? Yeah. You say he's super smart. Have you seen him do anything smart?
I'm sure he's improved in ways personally, beyond.
No, but I'm sure he contributed to the scientific.
Did he
community.
Invent anything?
Scientific understanding.
Yeah,
he came up with theories that could be disproved. So technically, he's not right.
He disproved a lot of theories.
All right, technically, he hasn't done anything but disprove things. So really, he hasn't helped out anybody.
The scientific community, man.
And they're doing what exactly?
You know who's a genius? That Orville Redenbacher. He did shit. I enjoy his product regularly.
Who
else is a genius? Yeah. Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's.
No. You know who's a genius?
I enjoy
Mr. Entenmann.
No. That guy's...
He's fucking brilliant.
That guy's talking...
Samuel Adams.
That guy's talking about black holes while, capable people, able people, are making robots that are going into these
things. So let's really sum this up. Fuck the cripples.
Does his dick work?
Then forget him. About him. Robot voice limp dick fuck.
Yeah, man, just throw him in the trash. No one will ever know. Chop him up.
You know what? I'm going to give you one last chance to just make up with Stephen Hawking. Mm-hmm. What do you say?
No, I love your little spotted fucking limp dick.
It's beautiful.
This is why you don't know anything about that disease. He's probably hard as a rock because all of his body is stiff as shit. It's like, he probably has this monster erection he can't do anything with. What?
You're all over the fucking map on this one.
Yeah, man.
He's all whacked out.
Laying pipe.
No.
You just went back on yourself, man.
Yeah,
you're a fucking flip-flopper.
He can't do anything with it.
Sure he can.
He can't move.
He doesn't have to do anything if he's got just rock-hard erections all the time. He just has to sit there.
Woman climbs up on his little scooty chair. Doesn't work. Right.
She gets on the scooty pump.
Let me ask you this question. If you're on your back and the girl is just absolutely doing her thing on top of you, are you killing it or is she killing it?
I'm enjoying it.
She killing it.
Yeah, he enjoys whatever he calls sex, I guess, but like... he's not doing anything.
He's also like 75.
I'm sure at 20 he wasn't doing much either.
Well,
I watched that movie, The Theory of Everything. He got crippled in college, so he was in his 20s.
Yeah, but he wasn't like fully crippled at that point.
Homeboy was walking around doing the fucking Fat Joe. He was leaning back.
How did he get crippled?
He had a disease. Lou Gehrig's disease.
He survived.
Let's move on. Let's do a story that you'll enjoy more.
Legos.
That guy did some shit.
Yeah. He contributed to the humanity.
Yeah, bro, that's
my favorite
fucking Lego Arkham Asylum.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Most genius guy in the world was Joe Domino's.
That Swedish company has cultivated the imagination of a many a child. Right. Well, no one understands what the fuck that guy's talking about or even can really disprove what he's saying. They just accept him and they're like, oh, well, it's Steven. He's super smart. To wheel him out.
Listen, just agree with him.
Yeah. Oh, this is good. This is gold.
Well, I'm just saying, he'd be like,
fuck the cripples.
I know the theory of everything. Just wheel him down the hallway. Fuck up, guy.
Who's fucking sweating?
Mr. Smarty Pants.
He's like, make sex bots or shut up.
Yeah. Why don't you help people out? Why don't you cure cancer, fag?
Whoa.
Talking about black holes. We lost Freddie Mercury and you're still alive?
Wow. Oh man.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Well.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Next story. Mm-hmm. Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. They have a slogan that's been going on the side of their buses since 2003. Zig and zaggin.
Zig and zaggin.
They now have to change that after one of their drivers looked through his rear view mirror and saw that zig and zaggin backwards is niggas niggas.
They should keep it, though.
Ain't this some shit? Ain't this a bitch?
Oh, wow.
But what's funny is nobody noticed this for 11 years, and now all of a sudden it's a thing.
Right.
You're like, fuck it, zig and zagging.
Besides, it's not like it's just inane bullshit. It's about buses zigging and zagging around.
People.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, my zigger.
I mean, it's an easily take. Like, you could take that off, no problem. It's like having flippity flop on the thing. It's like, what does that even mean? If I saw a sign that says zigzags,
flippity
I'd be like,
flop.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, stay away from the bus. All right, I'm passing the bus.
Exactly.
He's zigzagging.
Ziggy zaggy, ziggy zaggy.
Oi, oi, oi. Yeah. I run through your beer. All right. What's up next?
We're up to the chunk of stories that I have yet to have read. So help me out.
Like nice time. Little surprises.
Nice little surprises. We'll start in Hawaii, where a driver accused of striking a teenage girl was chased down by a skateboarder and detained until police arrived.
Was that skateboarder Tony Hawk?
He was the kid from Ambers. Skate or Die.
Skate or Die.
Skate or Die.
Bam and Jerry today.
Known as the Mad Max of skateboarders.
How many points did he get for it?
He got a combo.
He collected the word combo on the way.
He didn't
skate.
Actually mean to stop the guy. The guy was just right in front of the letter E that he had to get to complete skate.
Yeah, got mad points on that one.
Let's see, what did he do? He saw the car driving erratically. Pedestrians forced to leap out of the way of the driver, so he grabbed the skateboard from the shop, chased down the vehicle, and went to town on it. It seems
on the skateboard,
on the car.
No, with the skateboard.
He basically outran the car, caught up to the guy.
Was he the Flash?
And
was
stopped
it a smart
him.
Car he outran?
He says, I rode my skateboard up to the car door, opened it, engaged the emergency brake, and held him there. I yelled at him a little. Gave him a light peppering of yelling.
If some guy was trying to come through my door or window, like, I'd be accelerating and he'd be in a whirl of hurt.
Well, this guy was drunk as fuck.
He'd be like, who are you?
Sucker punch!
Yeah.
I'd be dragging him in.
Skate or die, bitch!
Yeah, man. Definitely no. I mean, how could you get the guy out of the car like that, man? Like,
well, he held him in the car.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that the skateboard, how could you get to the guy in the car?
He had a skateboard.
Little
fucking great.
They do have that kind of shit in the...
He skitched his way up.
Is this Michael J. Fox that's doing it?
Like, he engaged the cheat code for perfect grinding.
This is the kind of thing you see in movies all the time. Pete knows.
Premium Rush.
Premium fucking Rush.
Marty McFly today, he fucking skated down the car and beat up the bad guy.
Which, unrelated, I just saw, well, semi-related, because we're talking about science and stuff. I just saw an article recently where it's like, this is why Neil deGrasse says hoverboards will never happen.
I was like, oh, man. I saw a hoverboard online. It's magnetic, and you can only do it on the magnetic field.
Right.
Still cool. Sorry, you just reminded me of like clickbait articles. And yeah. I read my favorite one ever this morning.
Really?
Kung Fu Panda 3 just did something earth-shattering. And I thought, there is no more dramatic sentence than Kung Fu Panda doing something earth-shattering.
Exactly.
So of course I clicked it. And they gave my girlfriend in the third.
Is it another panda?
Yeah.
Are they going to get weird with it?
I hope they get weird with
like
it.
It's like the tiger.
Like he don't want to fuck her because he's a panda.
Like it's a tiger bitch that like he's kind of flirting with in the other two movies.
It was just the greatest clickbait article of all time.
Nice. All right, what's up next?
Next we have a group of homeless vigilantes ridding the streets of perverts. There was a man hiding in a porta potty and he would repeatedly pop out and expose himself from inside of one.
Sounds like a fucking funhouse.
Can you imagine... Can you imagine the stink that's coming at you from fucking
you get
a homeless taint? Like, just, like, exposed to you?
Well, I don't know if not this guy just, was homeless.
Not just the porta potty, but his taint?
You just said they were homeless.
Yeah.
No, the vigilantes who took care of this guy. Well, you're right. I'm reading a little further. He's a 48-year-old homeless man who brazenly touched himself in the jaw.
Yeah. Can you imagine what kind of funk's coming at you from a naked homeless man? If he walked by me in Manhattan asking me for dollars, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, get away from me. You stink.
But he was doing this repeatedly to his homeless buddies. compatriots. And they gave what do you call them? Fellow homeless?
Homoranda. The Fellowship of the Box?
Homoranda.
I don't know.
They're called Homorandi.
What was it?
Homorandi.
Homorandi.
Yeah. What's his modus homorandi?
Well, flashing people from a port-a-john, of course.
It's like a stinky dick.
But they, the rest of the... Say it again.
Homorandi. Homorandi.
The rest of the Homorandi decided to take matters into their own hands. They were tired of seeing this guy's junk. So they pushed over the port-a-potty while he was in it.
Oh, God.
Door down.
That's called...
That's worse.
That's called marinating the homeless.
Marinating?
Yeah. Damn. That's how they get that type of ripeness.
So did he come out smelling better or worse?
It was the most closest thing to a bath he's had in years.
No one really... There was no difference, really. He came out, they're like, ugh! It gets in your eyes.
To be fair, they did that anyway, though. Mm-hmm.
Now he's walking around stained blue.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, is that a thing?
Oh,
they got the blue goo.
Yeah. Right, inside the toilet. Blue. Came out looking like he was...
Yeah, porta potties. They have a little blue dye inside it or something.
Oh, like. I had no idea.
He came out looking like Tobias Funke.
I accidentally blew myself.
Right.
What's up next?
Japan. The country won its 48th annual World Custard Pie Throwing Championship on Saturday.
Clowns were amassed there.
That fucking country's a cartoon.
What's their team name?
The Three Stooges.
Well, they had 18 teams. 17 of them were from the UK.
Whoa, time out. 90% of the field's from the UK?
I'm trying to find where this is from.
Well, they have a lot of slapsticky comedy.
Yeah, it's like all that Benny Hill shit they watch. Yeah. It's like...
Well, this is the World Custard Pie Throw. So this is the Olympics of throwing pies.
So is it like dodgeball where you're throwing pie?
Well, teams of four, clad in bizarre costumes, stand next to each other and toss pies at the opposing team 8 feet away.
Skills that kill.
A direct hit in the face is worth 6 points, hit in the chest is worth 5, arms are 3, and points are deducted after 3 pies miss.
See, right off the bat, your points are out of whack. If the face is 6, the chest isn't 5. The chest is like 3, and the arms are 1.
Right, chest is the easiest target.
Yeah. Any appendage
look,
is 1 point.
You have a problem with the bylaws, take it up with the pie council.
I'll fucking email them right now. Like, look, your points are bonkers, dude. It's way hard to hit a guy in the face of the pie.
So they had 18 teams, 17 of which are from the UK. Japanese team, ITQ, beat the Fairy Cakes to win the top honor.
The San Franciscan team. They were throwing key lime pies out there.
If they throw it like a frisbee, do they get fouled?
A foul?
Just throw it like a frisbee? You just pie tin to the face?
You can't frisbee a full pie, man. You gotta throw it with your palm of your hand on the bottom of the pie.
The traditionally known stooge style.
Yeah, you gotta stooge it up, man.
And more points if you go whoop, 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 whoop,
whoop. Yeah. Why I order?
Nah.
Alright, what's up next?
Alright, the name of this article is Watch This Spanish Bullfighter Get Gored in the Testicle. I would rather not, thank you.
No, I'm down with that.
I've seen some of those videos. Like,
ole!
Oh, no, oh I can't even read this. This guy took a horn to the scrot.
sounds terrible.
They said his left nut was eviscerated by the bull.
Damn. This rider's a genius. He's got me on the edge of my seat.
Do they call him Uno now?
Uno ole.
His name is Marco Galen. Marco Uno. Uno huevo.
Uno huevo. Saco de nubes de uno.
Not sack of one.
No sack of one. All right.
That's that whole thing. I'm trying to read to see if there's anything interesting.
Some nutsacks.
There's a hard fucking video.
Hard fucking. There's always a video. That's a hard F, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I don't like.
Well, it's vicious.
Nut trauma.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. You mess with the bull, you get the horns.
The horn.
Mm.
In your dick sack.
In your dick sack.
All right, what's up next?
Let's see. A Florida man apparently abducted his neighbor. For being too loud. Can we do that to your roommate? Leave him in a ditch somewhere.
Yeah, no one's going to look for him.
He won't be missed.
There will be no, like, this guy hasn't been to work lately type situations you're going to encounter.
It'll probably be like, man, it's been a lot more fun being here. What changed?
I actually like coming to work now.
We got fluorescent lighting, I bet. That's what happened.
Send new air freshener.
Just fresh paint on the walls.
Just fresh paint. Yeah.
A 90% reduction in man tits.
So what's the actual story talking about?
So, I came into this house and before the first thing I saw was a shirtless EJ and I went, oh, yeah, that's yeah. very disturbing. Yeah. Alright, so Leon Thurston, 61 years of age. 61-year-old Leon Thurston of Vero Beach, Florida, faces kidnapping charges after he abducted his neighbor at gunpoint because he felt she was making too much noise while washing her clothes.
She was like a shitty singer or something like that.
Well, she was sitting on top of the washer and dryer.
She was. It was just that loud sex lady from last week. Right.
Yes! Fucking yes! Woohoo! She was like out there like singing like The Hills Are Alive with music and she just couldn't sing for shit. Right. So the guy freaked out.
So Jessica and David Schofield, the neighbors, were washing clothes in their laundry room at about 5:30 a.m.
Did you say Schofield?
Scoville.
Schofield. They broke out of prison to be there.
You know they got some shitty tattoos. Yeah.
When their neighbor appeared in the doorway, armed with a handgun and baton, he hit the man twice with the baton before grabbing her and taking her from her home. They used the canine unit to track her down.
You can hear it right now.
And was this Britain?
This was,
It looked like the South, because the dude looked like he had no teeth.
Florida.
Florida. Yeah. It's always Florida.
It's always fucking Florida.
That's how you know where it's from, the amount of teeth the guy has.
Look, if it's a fucking stupid crime for a dumb reason with a guy with no teeth, it's Florida. Yeah. If it's a squid fucking a woman, it's Japan. Mm-hmm. We've got it pretty narrow.
Very polite, it's England.
Yeah. And kind of silly.
If it's pretending to be American, it's India.
Yeah. Mm. If it's like America circa 1987.
Yeah.
India.
If they're just getting Jesus Jones.
If it's very depressing, Russia.
If it smells like beets, it's Russia.
If their highest commodity is blue jeans, it's Russia.
Animal furs. It's Russia.
Well, what ended up happening was she escaped. Mm-hmm. He took them both. She escaped after claiming she needed to use the bathroom. But during their little hiatus of kidnapping, basically he gave them a stern talking to. And said he was just blowing off some steam.
I say on the 4th of July, it's coming up soon, we do a show where we just respect America and disrespect every other country.
We've made that a game for many months.
I know.
I loved it.
I thought it was an awesome fucking game, man.
Yeah.
All right, we'll bring it back.
For America on the 4th.
That's right. Yeah, maybe I always try to introduce music. Maybe we can come up with a very American song.
Living in it.
We had the most
or
American
maybe,
song. We had Living in America.
Just, some American karaoke or something.
Not after last week.
I thought you said you liked that.
Those people? Oh, I thought you were referring to the video of
I'm talking about you guys singing the Mighty Jungle song.
Hometown Philly back again.
No.
All right,
Pete, you need some practice.
Fuck you, Lou.
Cats? I like it.
Got a voice like chocolate, baby. What's up next?
Yeah. Lou should host like an American Idol style show.
Yeah.
I can see him like, you know, good dog. All right, what's up next?
A guy in Scotland. This is the last story, by the way. A guy in Scotland, Dave Simmons, 33, found a remarkable discovery at an IKEA on a door. He found Jesus. I think it looks more like a walrus.
It does not look like Jesus.
You be
all.
The judge. You've seen it.
Well, cuckoo, ca-choo, Mr. Christ.
It's either a walrus or Gandalf the Grey.
Yeah, it looked like a bearded, like a
to me
a giant handlebar mustache.
To me, it looked like a door. Like just a piece of wood.
Yeah,
inanimate object.
Yeah.
What's great about it? It's on the door of the bathroom. Nice choice, Jesus.
Yeah, right by the handle. Yeah. That's the whole thing. It's stupid. All right. As usual.
It's another, you know, Jesus on a piece of toast thing.
Speaking about a religion, you'll find this terrible, Pete, but I saw a truck in the parking lot Rite Aid that had the, you know, the Calvin pissing on the shit?
Yeah.
He's kneeling and with his hands in the praying motion saying that, like, bad boys pray. I was like, what? I was like, stop it. Just stop it, guy.
Yeah.
Send down from heaven, spirit and the glory.
I mean, you gotta be a total just douche yeah. to get that decal for your car, man.
Bad boys.
You're in such denial.
There's just no, there's no evidence supporting that.
Guy's got the nuts on his truck and like the fucking Calvin peeing on a thing decal, but it's him praying. Awful, terrible people.
Was it the fucking priest who kicks ass for the Lord or something?
No, no, that guy's Australian and he does kick ass.
I want to know what makes this guy a bad boy.
What was that, Reanimator or something? Or was that...
That was Dead Alive.
Dead Alive, yeah.
But only bad boys pray. Sometimes I don't even drink my milk.
All right, man. So what's up next?
That's it for the news.
I accept the host. I accept the host so hard.
Sometimes I take an extra swig off the blood of Christ.
Jesus had a surfer bod, man.
Me and Jesus are like this. We're this close.
Yeah, Jesus helps me pick up chicks.
If you were one of the apostles, you'd definitely be Judas. All right, like, he was definitely sold him out.
It was Jesus.
Yes. Right there.
Jesus is my wingman.
It's Adam.
If anyone, Pete, if you want to draw the Leonardo da Vinci painting of The Last Supper and then replace Lou with Judas, I'm down with that.
And it's him just like, pointing to the Romans and
he's
being like
whistling in the Romans as like they're having the Last Supper.
Okay,
right here.
Then you know what?
He's making up some shit about some bread. Now's the time.
You may as well just include everybody. And I don't know what you'd be doing, Pete, but I guess just to be funny, we'll have cats like scarfing down a bunch of shit. I don't know.
No, he has to be sucker punching someone.
Yeah,
he's sucker punching
Mary Magdalene. Blah. With pizza. Yeah.
Pizza slapping Mary Magdalene.
Ken's got his hand on somebody's knee.
Ken's molesting St. Paul.
Fucking Dave is on the floor.
Dave's drunk on the blood of Christ. He's...
He had one sip and that was it.
Your blood's very alcoholic.
I had three sips of your blood.
Alright, man. So, alright, so we're going to, where are we going?
Let's just take a quick break.
Yeah.
And be back after this. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile, keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
And this is Damian Cross, the host of The Offensive Line.
If you're not listening to the podcast, this is what you're missing.
We're going to go over our weeks first. Who's got an interesting week?
Okay, well, I can start it off by saying that me and Zach had a wonderful, interesting week.
He fucking Bill Cosby'd me.
I did not Bill Cosby, you son of a bitch. Okay, fucking so this Bill is the deal. So every time Zach hangs out with me, he passes out fucking drunk. And then it's supposed to be my fault.
It's
so.
Only when I hang out with you. So no. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and blame
okay.
you.
Okay, so like, I'm driving him off to work and everything. Everything like that is like, oh, that never happens to me. He always tells me that. It's like, I never get that way. I'm like, okay, fine. If you're drunk, you're just a fucking drunk. I don't care, dude. You know, just you're still a good co-host and friend.
It's you, man. I swear, dude. That's like, yeah, I drink, but I never like. I mean, back in the day, yeah, but like you know, lately and like this whole year, like I don't get like that anymore.
I know what it is. It's roofies.
Yeah.
So why not? So you're not gonna even take my side on this?
No, you like the tougher guys. That's why you like Zach.
How
you don't
dare
like
you?
Me.
You like the ruggedness.
No, yeah. No, it is
because so, I notice you only hang out with me when I have a beard.
Whatever. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Stitcher. And go to our website at utterlyoffensive.com.
Hi, this is Black Man for the Darkest Hour. So you might be thinking, Black Man, is this your darkest hour? I wouldn't quite say that. I'm black, so my darkest hour is 24 hours a day. So what exactly is the darkest hour? Is it that point in time in your life where you realize that you're canceling your gym membership and you still have bitch tits? Or is it that point where you're at a strip club by yourself, staring down deep inside of a stripper's booty hole? Or is it a podcast where we talk about relationships, technology, and much more? It is up to you to decide, my friend. The Darkest Hour is on iTunes, and Stitcher.
So we're back.
Yeah, we heard a double dose of podcast that Black Man's all about. Darkest Hour and The Offensive Line.
We got him on here one time, man.
Absolutely. In fact, yeah. I want them all on here.
Yeah.
The drunk, the gay dude, and the black guy.
At once?
No, there's separately, too many. But yeah, yeah. But that sounds like a fucking the intro to a joke or something.
A drunk, a gay guy, and a black guy.
Yeah. Walking to a bar.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, they promote the shit out of us. Love those guys over there. And they both had really good episodes this week.
Check them out.
Yeah. All right, so you guys want to get into it?
Let's play a game.
Always.
Time to put your kids in the past, in your past now. We're about to play Boulder Dash, now. Try and have some laughs,
have some laughs.
Let's sing it one more time.
All right.
Time to put your kids in the past,
in the past now.
You can really sing along to it.
We're about to play Boulder Dash,
now.
Try and have some laughs,
have some laughs.
And now it's time to start all again.
Which one of them?
Well, I saw Brian.
I won't leave you hanging.
Yeah. If you think you can top Retard Party.
Nothing can top Retard Party.
Prove it.
I defy you all.
When I'm in my car listening to this, I sing along.
Time to put your kids in the past.
Yeah, in the past now.
All right.
Yeah. I'm like Tina Turner of the podcast.
Hit him.
2 minutes, a one man lead. All
right. I was waiting for Sucker Punch Ike to come out.
Ain't no Sucker Punch about Ike. You see it coming.
Right. No pizza in that slap.
Straight up phone book. Boom. Right.
A little bit of the back of the hand.
Just a tad. Just a touch. All right, Lou.
Yes.
You won last week.
Uh-huh.
So you get to pick who goes first.
Let's start with Brian.
All right, Brian.
Let's do it.
What is the definition of the word Nagoko?
Nagoko? That is a sub-boss in some Jap game.
You've beaten the level, but you cannot go further until you defeat
Nagoko. He's a super laugher. Big bushy eyebrows. Kind of like that Honda guy from Punch-Out.
I'm just picturing him pissed in Honda.
Yeah.
I've been disgraced in 2 games. They call me Nagoko now.
Nagoko. It's a Japanese for whack villain. All right.
All right, last week we went counterclockwise, so back to clockwise. Andy, Nagoko.
Nagoko. Definition of Nagoko is some type of fruit.
Nathan Lane. He's
such a Nagoko.
Nagoko's a kiwi.
You care to elaborate on that?
Your Nagoko's flaming, bro.
You got to sell me on the Nagoko.
Well, the thing about the Nagoko is that not everybody knows it. It's from Africa and over there.
It's from Africa?
It's from Africa.
Okay, so we got a Japanese sub-boss and we got an African fruit.
Yeah.
Reminds me of my favorite George Carlin joke. Reminds me of something my grandmother said to me. You show me a tropical fruit and I'll show you a cocksucker from Guatemala.
Was it her?
What?
Oh, shit.
Oh. Andy doesn't know the rules.
Oh.
Minus point for Andy.
Oh, my God. I want to vote for Andy.
Well, let Lou answer.
Oh, wow.
What is a Nagoko?
Nagoko.
Maybe a cocksucker from bottom. Last name Berg.
I'm going to say Nagoko is what the Japanese call niggas.
Oh. Yeah. Nagoko across street, let's get out of here.
We're not going to the movie theaters. Way too many Nagokos.
They yell out too much.
I don't want them to be like, don't go in there.
Yo, the killer's
up
in there.
What's up, Manigoko? Yeah.
Nagoko, please.
Nagoko, exactly. Please.
Shame on Nagoko.
Look at those.
We're trying to run a game on Nagoko.
Oh, fuck your ass. What's up?
So what's a Nagoko?
An actual Nagoko is a language used by upper-class Japanese when talking to social inferiors. I'm going to give Brian the point.
For being a little right, right?
Well, you had
yours was an arcade boss.
Yours was an arcade.
I said Japan.
So did you. I said that Japan. Too. Yeah. All
right, you said Africa, bro. Like,
yes, I did.
Yeah.
Well, technically, he said a Guatemalan cocksucker, which.
Yeah. Damn, Pete's mama's getting it twice in 2 weeks.
That was my grandmother. Yeah. That's
it's slowly going up the chain of his family tree.
All right. Andy, who is Jay Shore?
Jay Shore.
That's Jay, just the initial Jay, Shore.
He is Pauly Shore's brother.
Pauly Shore's brother. Starring in such things as?
The other stepbrother. The other son-in-law.
Right? No. Starring with Pete's grandma.
Name oh, is- no! Oh, no.
Are you going to fucking do that? That's how you gonna.
Starring in Terra Dome. And Encino Guy.
He's the ferret body.
And son in law, question mark?
Alright.
In the army later?
I can't think of another movie, that guy.
That's it. And he disappeared.
Yeah.
That's about it.
He's faded away like those people that walked into the cornfield and Field of Dreams. He just kind of like walked off the set of Biodome, was like,
let's go, Andy Dick.
We've done our work here.
All right, Lou. Jay Shore.
Jay Shore. This Jay stands for Jersey. And he owns the whole boardwalk. That's nothing but quaffs and bad tans in.
You talk about Mr. Jersey Shore himself.
Exactly. He wears that gold chain so often that the tan line is on it.
Just leaves that weird green mark around his neck.
Exactly.
All right, Brian. Who is Jay Shore?
He is, that's the actual name of comedian Jay Moore.
Jay Shore?
Yeah. He wasn't very inventive about it.
It was quite a leap for him.
Yeah. Shore? Moore? Moore.
Hmm. What was Andy's original answer?
Something about your mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pauly Shore's brother.
Oh, right. Right.
And what was Lou's? Jersey Shore?
Mr. Jersey Shore, yeah.
Let's see. Let's figure out the points here. I'm going to give Lou that point. I'm going to give Andy negative another point. make it two. You know what? You're disqualified.
Oh, shit.
But still answer.
The actual answer. Jay Shore is... He invented the tuning fork.
The fuck's a tuning fork?
You know.
Use it to tune instruments.
No, you hit it and
I thought that was that shit that was like... you found like water with or something.
That's
like that,
right? A divining rod.
Oh, yep. Alright,
Lou.
Yes.
You done boned yourself because now you're the first up on the anagram.
Okay.
Anagram.
H-A-W-K. Define hawk.
Okay. Hawk. Brian hates this. He hates it. He doesn't believe in it one bit. It's Hawking's always working, kid. He's working out those scientific theories.
Changing the world.
Making impacts in everyone's life.
Rock hard boner the whole time.
Right, he don't give a fuck.
Land pipe, robot pipe.
Hawking's a baller, kid. He's hawking it, man. He's shaking his head shaking disapprovingly. His head. Wow. All
right, Brian. H A W K.
It's the Holy Army of White Knights. It's a little racist.
Is that like an offshoot of the KKK?
It's the KKK.
I picture this like the Knights Templar of the KKK.
Yeah, they wear the fucking... Ironically, they wear like the Red Cyclops outfits and shit like that.
The Grand Wizards?
Yeah, yeah. The higher-ups. The Hawks are the higher-ups.
Andy?
Hawk is the... How
Anyone can kick club.
All right. Let me spell Hawk.
No, no, stop it.
Anyone can kick? No, not hack. Hawk. H-A-W-K.
There's a hard W in there, bro.
Oh. It's solid in mine.
Fuck it. Fuck it. The official answer. How do you not go with Hawking on that one? That goes to Lou. Wow, Andy.
I say give it to Andy. How anyone can kick? Fuck the W. Hack.
Whoa. Anyone can kick club. I love it.
All right. Brian.
Yo.
Plot of the film. Mm-hmm. I kind of see where you guys are going to go with this. Big meat eater.
Big meat eater?
And while you think, Hawk is actually have alimony, will keep.
That's stupid.
I don't know. Alimony will keep? I don't think it needs to be anagrammed.
Nope.
Not at all.
Well, I'm sorry. What was the name of this one again?
Big Meat Eater.
Big Meat Eater? Probably some sad movie about bears losing their habitat.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
It's a grizzly, man.
It's like, no, it's not funny at the end when you do that. It's sad at the end. The bear's like, friend? They're like, no.
Oh, no.
Get off our land, bear.
Where's our habitat?
You're losing it day by day.
Where's the honey?
Where's the honey? We haven't done bear voice in a while.
Honey's north of the border, bro.
Oh, bother.
Some poo jokes. Love it.
Not the typical poo jokes.
Right.
Andy, Big Meat Eater.
Big Meat Eater is a documentary about competitive food eating.
No elaboration. I like
it. Yeah, simple.
They go eat food.
They eat food.
Until they can't. Or until the time's up. Whichever
comes first. Usually the end of it. They stop or the time is run out on
them. They keep going until someone wins.
It's like Korean animation there. It's like for hours.
Luke, right. Big Meat Eater.
All right. I'm going to go down the low road. Say Big Meat Eater is big, beautiful women porn. Nothing but blowjobs. Big, deep throat movie. Just nothing but...
Is that the sound fat women make when blowing?
Well, if you got some big meat, yeah. If you got the big meat, Pete, yeah.
Is he implying I don't have big meat, or is he implied that he's... He's been blown by a lot of fat chicks.
Because you're like, I've never heard that sound.
Actually, I've never heard from column A, a little from column B.
I've never heard a man going...
A man? A man?
Yeah.
He doesn't make the noise. The woman does.
It's not like you're chowing down a dick.
I'm saying, is he not a man who did the noise?
Oh. But it's a woman making the noise.
Come on, Pete. Get with it.
Get with it.
Catch up, Pete. What the fuck? Big Meat Eater.
What is it?
Big Meat Eater is aliens get into some radioactive meat that they found in the garbage at a butcher shop.
Because they're just throwing out radioactive meat left and right.
As you do.
Meat's glowing green. Right. Wait, put a sale on it. We should probably throw this one out.
Kind of like the bears.
The bears.
The bears.
Which one of you fuckers said that?
That was Brian.
Okay.
Who started that, Andy?
I think it was me.
All right, so we're up to Andy. Law question. In Massachusetts, it is illegal to play golf with...
With a pimp cup in hand.
A pimp cup.
Fuck you, Little John. Get out of here. Play golf.
My caddy is the Don Magic Wand. Lou? All
right, Massachusetts?
Massachusetts. Illegal to play golf with what?
With a caddy who's a midget. You can only have full-sized caddies. None of this half-caddy shit.
What if you're playing mini-golf?
Yeah. That's a whole different ball game,
your
Pete.
Your putter, sir.
Yeah. Your putter. I suggest a 9-iron. Yay!
Exactly. It's too distracting.
When they try to, like, waddle away. Yeah. Out of the way, Peck.
Out of the way, Peck.
right, and they don't let him ride in the cart. He has to just hang on for dear life on the back.
Whee!
With his little mitts. They got Lego hands, you know?
They got right. Lego hands.
Sorry. Right. Not allowed, guys.
Brian, in Massachusetts, it is illegal to play golf with what?
With a blood alcohol content under 1.8.
Because then you're like, this game is fucking boring.
Well, they're all Irish up in fucking Boston, so I imagine they're stinky drunk.
Stinky drunk.
Yeah.
Hmm. Lou gets that one.
Thank you, Farrah. Those little midget boys that we've been doing. Mm-hmm. Running gag.
Yeah.
Yeah, we picked up on that, Lou. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Now that we all know where that came from, let's move on.
All right. Brian, you're up.
I think it's definitely Lou.
Oh, Andy went first.
Yeah.
Andy, you've been forgettable this game.
I don't know. I remember all that shit about your mama.
I mean, he's dropped a couple of Pete Mama bombs. Said your mama's got a Guatemalan cocksucker. It's pretty real to me.
Right? Name of the show.
Pete's mom is a Guatemalan cocksucker. Episode 137.
iTunes would never allow it.
I don't know how I feel about that being on the internet. Too late now.
Yeah. All right, so what's the deal then?
All right, so then Lou's up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lou. What is the definition of the word flutter? Flutter. Oh, and while you think, Massachusetts is illegal to play golf with exploding balls.
They have those?
Boom!
That,
he's out!
I want to play that golf.
Is it fucking... Oh my god, like a Looney Tunes cartoon over there?
Acme balls.
That's how they play in Afghanistan.
Don't hit it quick enough, it blows.
That's how they play in ISIS, bro. Exploding balls. Like, boom!
Their golf ball factory is right next to the dynamite factory.
TNT. What was the word again?
Flutter.
Alright, flutter. Flutter is the material they tried to make a movie out of, but it was very fluffy. Didn't cause much problems, so they didn't have much of a plot there. So they're like, fuck this.
So you're saying this is fluffy?
Just fluffy shit. Flutter. Movie sucked dick. You rented Flutter? Fuck.
Wrong movie,
dude. What's wrong with you, bitch?
Glad to know somebody's enjoying that answer. Brian. Flutter.
Flutter is whatever Bruce Jenner is to his kids right now.
What?
Father, mother? Flutter?
Okay.
Okay.
They're like, thanks, Flutter. You're fucking really creeping me out. Like, you're not sexy either way, really.
Okay, Andy. Flutter.
Flutter is a type of sandwich where you make it with Nutella and a marshmallow fluff.
Wow.
Sounds good, really.
That actually does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
What kind of bread are you talking about here?
Whatever bread you like.
Two waffles.
Trick question. Krispy Kreme donut. If we're going all out, we might as well go all out here. Right. We gotta put on a piece of like Kaiser roll. We're not gonna do that. Yeah. So what is a flutter?
A flutter is two or more jellyfish. You have a flutter of jellyfish.
Ugh.
Oh,
that's fucking stupid.
Yeah. Points go to Andy for making me want that sandwich. Mm-hmm. All right, Brian.
Yeah.
Anthony DiStasio. Who is he?
Anthony DiStasio? He's some bitch in Brighton Beach who owns an IROC.
He owns a what?
An IROC convertible.
Gotcha.
He also has his hair pomped out and wears a gold chain, and he's like, "Gay ma!" a lot. He also goes across the Verrazano Bridge, also known as the Guinea Gateway, and he hangs out a lot in Jersey.
Gotcha. Jersey Brian.
I'm Devin IROC.
Everything else in that. I'm like, yeah, are you just looking in the mirror? Gold chain, fucking greasy hair.
I don't have greasy hair. I have nice hair.
I can hear you being greasy.
No. He uses VO5, damn it.
Hate is going to hate.
All right, Andy. Anthony DiStasio.
Anthony DiStasio is this famous cook where he would take the weirdest ingredients and just... fucking make dishes out of them.
Care to offer up an example?
Yeah.
royal jelly,
Fluffernutter,
ice cream,
and Nutella,
and used cardboard boxes, and he just makes things out of that.
It's the Banksy of food.
All right,
Lou, pull us out of this.
Yeah, I'll try.
Anthony D'Estasio.
He is a storm chaser. Goes for all the best natural disasters, or as he knows them, D'Estasios.
Look at those D'Estasios on the horizon.
Right,
there's a storm a coming. Right. It's a D'Estasio.
We must go now.
Is Mario this guy? Like,
yeah. Exactly. My only Italian accent.
Yeah, that's what happens when Mario blows the whistle. He summons the storm. And D'Estasio's there.
Oh no, we're on level 10 now.
Oh, what is Anthony D'Estasio?
He is a fast-thinking man who saved his own life by body surfing a wave of molasses during the infamous Boston Molasses Flood of 1919.
How much molasses was gathered in one place?
Apparently a lot, because he had to body surf it.
It's got to be slow.
It's the world's slowest body surfer.
Whoa. All right. What's up next?
Gotta give a point. D'Estasio Lou. I like that.
D'Estasio Lou?
D'Estasio.
D'Estasio.
Everywhere I look. D'Estasios.
Get ready for the new movie coming out on sci-fi. Shark D'Estasios. D'Estasio. They've got nothing but flower power to beat them off with.
My big fat D'Estasio natural disaster.
All right.
Did you just Herman Munster laugh?
Right?
All right, what's up next?
Okay. I think, who started that last one?
I did.
All right, Andy. The initials, D-I-A. Because it's you, Andy. Damn it all?
Damn it all.
There you go.
I like it. To the point.
Yep.
Lou.
All right, because I'm going to bite off my last answer and say D'Estasio's at it again.
Well, see, you're putting an at before an it. Now it's
in the gun.
Going back to the same well.
I don't know.
D'Estasio's only strike once.
Maybe I'll come up with something before the end of the round.
What is that, Pete?
D-I-A.
Guys, come on. It's a hardcore group called Dicks and Asses.
Dicks and Asses.
I mean, needless to say what they're doing.
They put it
sodomy.
Right out.
There's a lot of sodomy going on.
DIA actually stands for Dry Cleaning Institute of Australia. Does everything have a fucking society associated with it?
Yes.
Yeah.
But damn it all, D'Estasio added again. Dicks and asses. I feel like dicks and asses. I mean, on the nose.
Really punching that. We're ramming in there.
Okay.
Do you think if you poked the doughboy with the dick in his ass, he'd be like, woohoo? Or then you'd be like, ah!
Oh, no!
No, I straight up, ah!
That's very disturbing.
Yeah. Plus, he's a tiny dude.
Yeah.
He goes to jail with much larger, like, just ripped up doughboys.
He's a donut.
It's like, yo, what's up, fish?
He's in there with the green giant.
Ho ho ho. Green giant? Yeah.
That meth head cuckoo. The cocoa bird. Puff. All right, Lou.
Yeah.
Movie name, If Ever I See You Again.
It is a gangster movie. If Ever I See You Again, in parentheses, I'll fuck your shit up, yucca. It's kind of like Friday, just, you know, more double Friday.
Double Friday.
Two Debos. Let's see Ice Cube get out of this one. What are you shaking your head for?
Alright, Brian. If Ever I See You Again.
It's the biopic for Stevie Wonder.
Oh, goddamn.
Boom. Take that, Wonder. And Andy. We're all just deprived of a Stevie Wonder impression.
If I ever see you again, it was about this lady who said to this guy, if I ever see you again, that she would give him head.
What?
She'll suck him off.
Fucking chicken neck.
It's the plot of the whole film.
Is yes. it a porno?
Yeah.
The scene girl's one.
Suck his dick.
If she ever sees him again, she'll suck his dick. Yeah. Scene two, she sees him again.
It's suck. The sequel to Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Pretty Woman 2, if I ever see you again, suck that dick.
The series really took a weird turn.
Hector yeah. Alonso was still in this that one, though. He's the only guy who came back. Wait, you got a check? I'm in.
All right. Gangsta movie, blowjob movie, and
Stevie Wonder
movie. The blowjob one made no sense. I'm going to give it a point for... You're almost back to zero.
What was it?
It's actually the story about a guy working on a dog food commercial in the jungle who moves to Hollywood to make a movie.
That made more sense than that.
No, it's true. I would go see the blowjob.
Dog food in the jungle?
In the jungle.
Alpo, man.
Okay.
It's yeah. rhino meat.
God.
All right, what's up next?
Final question.
Is it a close at all?
Two of you have a... You and Lou, pretty close.
All right.
Trying to be... Anonymous about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but we all know where Andy stands today.
A lot of your mamas.
In Massachusetts, you're not allowed to keep a mule. Dot, dot, dot.
There's already too many asses in that fucking place.
In Massachusetts?
Yeah.
You're back to the Boston well. Mm-hmm. Andy, in Massachusetts, you're not allowed to keep a mule.
Too fuck.
Too fuck.
Oy.
If it's going to pull a cart, sure.
Yeah.
But if it's gonna, you're going to fuck it.
Don't fuck that ass.
Yep.
And Lou?
In Massachusetts, you're not allowed to keep a mule. Otherwise, they'll have to change it to Assachusetts. Puns.
The whole state.
Wordplay.
The whole state hinges on the one animal. Yeah.
I'm just enjoying
yeah.
Lou reading his saying his answer. And just delighting in it every time.
I'm so funny.
Mules in Massachusetts.
More like Assachusetts.
Right. Play me off.
Yeah.
All right, so what is it right. first?
So it is actually on the second story of a residence.
Okay.
This all right. I mean, all right.
I don't know how the fuck you're going to get him up there anyway. But
so is okay. the third story okay?
Third, fine. Basement, A-okay.
Five-story walk-up, you're good.
Roof, go for it.
Yeah.
All right. Who Jesus gets, Christ.
Who gets that last point?
I'm thinking. So we had to fuck.
Yeah.
Too many asses in
too
Massachusetts.
Too many asses in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Too many massholes.
And Assachusetts.
And Assachusetts. I feel like Lewis is very contingent on us delighting in the term Assachusetts as much as he does.
It's wonderful.
So he gets one.
No, not giving him that one.
All right.
I'll go with Brian.
Woo! Pete, Massachusetts. Come on.
Is there a tie or what?
There is a tie.
Oh, jeez. Third week in a row.
You guys, well, today you didn't leave me a lot of options. You guys have been pretty neck and neck lately.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the past scores, it's Brian, Lou, Brian, Lou, Brian, Lou. So, the way this works, I'm going to read one more. Mm-hmm. Andy, do me a favor and pick a category.
How much did you pay for Pete's mom?
The movie.
You want to do the movie?
Yep.
I feel like that's a good call.
All right.
Let's see. Pick one to go first.
I'll go first.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll do it.
What is the plot of Babes in Baghdad?
Basically, the people in that country figured out the like master code to actually go on the internet, and for the first time ever, they had porn, and they ditched terrorism altogether. They're just like... Do you realize how much titties are on the internet?
It's like,
I'm not blowing myself up with fucking 70 virgins in the afterlife. I got titties right here.
It's like the Arab Spring, but sexy.
Yeah, they're just like, well, there's a bunch of girls going like unnoticed, as they usually do in that part of the country. But like, it's this time though for a reason because all the guys are at home jacking it, and it honestly, it becomes like a really nice place to live. Everyone's just a lot more cool.
Yeah,
they're not giving a shit. Like they're like,
a lot. Stop it.
A lot of porn.
No more booms.
Yeah, unless Allah's giving me 72 fucking fingers to jerk myself off with, and I don't give a shit.
I want 72 fingers and 72 dicks.
I
want
to tip my butthole, my balls, and my dick with it.
All right. Lou, Babes in Baghdad.
All right, it's a documentary about these women who have the courage to make a sexy calendar where maybe you might see a little ankle, a little wrist.
Little thigh.
Super risque.
Yeah. And if you're really lucky, December month, you get to see some chin.
Stone her, blasphemy.
And the guys
go Ramadan?
Exactly. The guys go nuts. They've never seen a chin before.
They're like, wah-la-la-la-la-la.
Between the women.
Oh, oh, oh!
Between the women looking like Mario enemies and the dudes having and the dudes having beards, they've never seen a chin.
I want to say that your answer is total shit, except for the women look like Mario enemies. That was really good.
That was good.
So, in the end, world peace.
Fucking Goombas, you said. Turtles?
What I'm learning from this is that we all feel that if you introduce some female skin to the Middle East, everyone's happier.
Yeah. People just aren't getting laid out there.
No.
I mean, Brian wins for
that's
his
why
answer,
they blow but... themselves up.
Right.
Get them some blow-up dolls. Let them blow up some other shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just parachute in some fucking blow-up dolls.
Yeah, some hardcore porn. Yeah. Change your whole shit.
Well, point goes to Brian.
Whoa!
Brian wins the game. But Lou, I want, as a consolation, I want you to know, I'll never look at Mario villains the same way again.
I thought you were going to say Massachusetts.
It'd be funny if Mario villains were just bitches and dashikis.
You're just jumping on their heads.
What do you think a shy guy is?
Exactly.
I thought it was a geisha. The kabuki.
Kabuki.
All right, man. So what's up next? What do we do?
You got a hypothetical.
I do have a hypothetical. All right. Here's my thing. All right. Me and my girlfriend were talking about Caitlyn Jenner. That's Bruce Jenner, for everyone who doesn't know.
I think everybody
who doesn't
fucking
know
planet has heard enough about that.
Yeah. Regardless, and my hypothetical is, now, would you, as a straight, as everyone's hetero here, would you rather fuck a Taylor Swift-looking girl who has a dick or a Nick Offerman dude with a pussy?
Who's Nick Offerman again?
He's a dude from Parks and Rec. Ron Swanson, Parks and Rec.
I'd like to say neither.
No, this is a rhetorical question where it's like you got to pick one.
Taylor Swift, no contest.
But then you're gay. You know that, right? But what I'm trying to say is...
No, you're not gay unless you see the dick.
Doggy style.
You don't have to do anything with the said cock, but you just, you know, you bang, you know, maybe she sucks you off, maybe you, like, you know, you mess with her a little bit. Now, what I'm trying to prove here is that I think it's all in the packaging, not the package.
Now, voices. Does she sound like a chick?
They and all sound the... like they're supposed to sound like. Well, Ron Swanson sounds like Ron Swanson.
Oh.
Taylor Swift sounds like Taylor Swift.
The Taylor Swift, like, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
Because you don't have to get a touch nothing.
Yeah, I feel Taylor Swift, too. And my whole point is...
You didn't really bring a lot of...
Well, I mean, well, help me out, guys. You guys are just, like, definitely Taylor Swift. No question.
I don't know. It's just an easy one.
I like something nice to look at.
Yeah.
All right, but, like...
He likes a good cock flopping around.
You can handle a big floppy dick,
though?
Unless
I'm blind, it's Ron Swanson.
You can handle getting down there and have a big floppy dick, though?
I won't go down there.
Right. I'm not saying blow him, but
you got
saying...
a lot more to look at.
True.
You could look above the waistline. Otherwise, you're just looking at a hairy dude.
Right. I just get like some masking tape. Just be like, all right, go into the bathroom. Just completely tape it up so it's not there, and then let's get this thing started.
All right, but you still know that this dick, the big fat dick there.
Big, thick. Would you rather have this dude right in your face with a giant, like, Freddie Mercury mustache, be like, oh.
No, I agree.
Do it again, Brian.
No, I'm banging Taylor Swift 10 times out of 10.
It was easy for
care.
You, too.
Yeah, I don't know. But this was just trying to prove the fact that it's not in the package, it's in the packaging.
Plus, he's not thin. He's got, like, old man chub, so you'd get that, too, right?
But yeah, but he still has a pussy. Yeah. As a vagina, you're hetero for banging him. You'd be gay for banging Taylor Swift.
I think you'd kind of be gay for going the other way.
Yeah.
Because you're banging more of a dude at that point.
Yeah.
By definition, you're banging a chick. You're banging
You're fucking a vagina, but attached to a dude.
Yeah.
In every reason, a dude.
Okay, now name me a dude where you would just be like, if he did have a pussy, that you'd be like, I'd rather bang him than Taylor Swift with a dick.
What?
I'm asking you another question. Would like a Brad Pitt? I'd be like, all right, well, he's a nice fella. Like Ryan Gosling? Maybe a Jason Bateman. An everyman.
An everyman?
You could maybe get behind a Jason Bateman and go whale on him.
Well, it definitely has to be Asian because they all look alike.
That is racist beyond my comprehension. But I do beyond? Somehow agree with you. Yes, yes. Yeah. And it would have to be some foreign race that all look alike.
Yeah.
Asian, Mexican, something like that.
Some little Asian pansy. You can't tell.
All right. Pete.
A lady boy?
Yeah, at that point you go lady boy.
Pete, yeah.
Pete, how manly away from Ron Swans would you need to be before you pick Taylor Swift the dick?
Very far away from that.
But I'm saying, what guy? What would be the guy that you'd be like, okay, well, that him with the pussy, I'd fuck. Like Dennis from, like, It's Always Sunny.
I'm trying to think of...
Brad Pitt?
Pretty dudes.
Yeah, pretty guess.
I don't know.
Mine legit would be like Jared Leto. I'd be like, you know what? Jared Leto is very feminine type.
Did you see Dallas Buyers Club?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. If that had a pussy...
I'd rather bang that...
You could squint.
Yes. If that had a pussy, I'd rather bang that than Taylor Swift with a dick.
You could, like, rub some Vaseline on your eyes and make it all blurry and you couldn't tell?
I'd probably just go just in it. Like,
you would get into it.
Oh, yeah, at that point.
Dude, I'll wreck this fucker.
Andy, what would be your dude that you'd fucking, you'd swear off to Taylor Swift dick?
Does it have to be a real one?
No, it could be a rhetorical one that we don't know.
Like, Goku.
Goku. I want to fuck Naruto.
Right. Goku be your dude? Ash Ketchum, you said?
All right. Right.
Pikachu, you sick fuck.
I gotta catch them all. Actually, he's a chick then. You gotta catch it all, Ash. Brock from that show. I'd pop open his eyes.
Now you're just visualizing gay sex.
No, he's a chick. He has a vagina.
I think you're using this as an excuse to talk about how hard you'd fuck dudes.
No. It's just a hypothetical question. I'm just asking.
You're like, man, all these guys, it wouldn't be gay if they had pussies.
Right.
Well, it wouldn't be, though. But it would be gay if you banged Taylor Swift a dick.
Would it, though?
It would.
Still looks like Taylor Swift.
Yeah. If they tape it up, like, you're golden. It's the golden rule.
I don't know what that symbol meant.
It's a big old
that
dick.
Was the dick in the ass symbol, yeah. That's sign language, Pete.
Yeah. that's what I'm trying. What I'm basically trying to get at, though, was that, like, for me at least, it's not about the it's about the it's the packaging of the package. I'd rather mess with a chick looking dude than a guy looking chick.
So you're saying you're all about Caitlyn Jenner?
Not even a little bit.
No, because that's where it started.
Yeah. First of all, he's old. Like,
that's where it started.
Second of all, Hurd still has a dick.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Golly knows what's going on with him.
He feels like a woman, but he still wants women.
In the butthole.
Does he want... Who'd want to date that as a chick? You'd have to be a lesbian, I guess, right? But then you wouldn't be a lesbian because you'd be with a dude?
I'm not sure what his target, I guess, audience is.
Nobody.
His target audience?
His target audience is no one. Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
I don't really care too much, but I was just bringing up...
Well, not no one, because otherwise, like, we wouldn't be answering hypothetical questions.
Yeah, seriously. Good point, Luke.
About chicks with dicks. Let me ask you this, man. Yeah. How about that chick from It's Always Sunny, who Mac is always trying to hook up with?
Oh, she catch it. Dick, no dick. She catch it.
Yeah.
She's hot. I like that chick. All right, so let's, I guess, let's do the plugs then. Pete.
All right. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter at PAB Comics. Comic-Con. New York Comic Con 2015.
Booth 583. Check us out. Lou Figueroa, Pete Berg, Big Kaz is going to be there. I will be there. Danielle will be there. And everyone's going to be signing stuff, hawking comics, promoting the podcast, and Prince and swag, all of our swag.
Yeah. Just come say hi.
Yeah.
It'd be cool just to meet some people who actually.
Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, like, we have fun just fucking around, like, just. Bullshit with people.
I'll say it every week until the Comic Con. Come before round one. We get drunk after that.
Though. You get drunk by then.
Oh, shut up. Well, I mean,
it's every fucking year.
Last year you definitely drank all the beer, and then me and Pete were hanging around all sober and shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I drink your beer or did I drink the beer I bought? Oh, my bad. I was a little confused over who bought the beer.
Yeah, but I was the one hanging at the booth the whole day.
Yeah, doing the work.
I was there. Drunk. So what? Fucking regardless of the fact I was still there.
All right.
I like the experience of buying a comic is like you get me or Lou. It's like, hey, man, how you doing? You want to buy a comic? You get Brian. It's like, yeah, just buy that. This is a good not that one. I didn't write that one, but buy this one. This is some shit, man. You want a beer?
You get close.
Yes, you definitely offer people.
You offer a lot of people a lot of booze.
And I'm just like, oh, man, one of these days it's going to be an underage kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know this guy.
Right. Fuck him. All right, so what else?
Where are we? So, yeah, booth 583.
Yeah.
583, yeah.
583. Check us out then. You got time. Buy some tickets.
Mm-hmm. Tickets are already sold out.
Yeah.
Because it's scalpers.
Scalpers.
100%. Secondhand tickets.
Just get there. It's important. Mm-hmm. And then anywhere podcasts are available, you can find us.
Yep.
You find us on all the social media and what have you.
Yeah. Check us out on, you know, I just want to make a distinction. Twitter is 100% pushing the podcast, but if you're more interested in the artwork and the comics, look for us on Instagram and Tumblr. That's really where we push the artwork.
And the contest.
Yeah, there will be prizes. Shirts, comics, just all the good shit that we have.
Contribute.
And if you're a podcaster, we're going to be using your theme going forward. So every time we'll mention you, people will know. They want to hear more funny shit like that. Hell yeah. Where to listen to it.
I can't wait to hear these goddamn things.
Yeah, they're excellent.
I'd like to thank Andy for coming on today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy, for gracing us with your presence here.
It's always a good time coming here.
Yeah.
And for myself, Brian and Lou, close the door behind you.
Fire!